When I retired, I was looking for some sort of voluntary work which would be interesting and stimulating, but also something I felt I could contribute to. I have always worked in education, mainly with people who have missed out on education for various reasons, and I believe strongly that everyone is entitled to an education that meets their needs. I have a granddaughter with complex needs, and having had experience of just how stressful and confusing the process of getting the right support is, being a volunteer with SendDIAS seemed exactly the opportunity I was looking for. What we do as independent supporters is varied. It may be just talking through with parents the process of getting an educational health and care plan. It may be helping them complete the paperwork, accompanying them on a visit to school, or attending meetings with them to support them express their views. Some parents cope perfectly well on their own, but for others, meeting with professionals about their child can be daunting, and just someone else being there can help calm their anxieties. The time spent volunteering varies, but it is always up to us how much time we can give. There is no commitment for a set number of hours each week. Sometimes cases are complex, and I will be involved for a period of months, but sometimes it may be just a phone call. It is very flexible. You can build it around your own commitments, and all expenses are met. The support and training I have received from the SendDIAS staff has been exceptional. I have had so many opportunities to attend training events on the EHC process, the legal requirements, mediation, and then workshops and courses on various aspects of neurodiversity, such as autism. The support from the team is excellent. We have regular individual supervision with the volunteer coordinator, and there is always someone at the end of the phone for advice or to take over if I feel out of my depth. I am never made to feel that I am just a volunteer, and I feel privileged to have met so many wonderful families and so many caring and professional dedicated workers. I have learnt such a lot from them all. You don't need to have had a background in education or direct experience of special needs in order to volunteer. You just need to be interested and to be prepared to learn. If you want something to keep you stimulated and engaged, and if you like working with people, I would recommend that you give it a try.